Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Danny Milliken. It's Groundhog Day. So, you know, what does it feel like to live the same day over and over? That's the question Bill Murray asked. It's a question I'm asking you. You may feel like you're in that rut. You're in that thing where, man, just can't get out of this thing where every day is the same. Well, I'd consider, if I were you, gardening. I mean, it's a great way to get a change. It's good exercise. It's a really great way to get incredible food in your space. If you're into flowers, well, today's show is for you because it's a bloom. There goes the dynamite. Flower Palooza. That's, I think, the name we're going to call it. It's kind of a long name. I get that, but that's what we're going to get into. So you found Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. Why did I give you a telephone number? Well, because it's a live radio show, and we want to hear your questions. We want to help you answer your gardening questions. So we're not just talking about flowers today. We're talking about anything that you got to deal with. You got a lawn problem. Really, the lawn season is just beginning. So, you know, it's time to start thinking about your mower. If you haven't gotten your mower souped up yet, you know, tune up, sharpen the blade, man, you need to get on that. In fact, I would head over, if I were you, to Southwest Fertilizer because they can do a tune-up for you. They can sharpen your blade. Really good stuff. But that's what you got to do to really get your lawn happy, to get it like where you're proud to be mowing again. So really good stuff. So we are, you know, a garden show, and we are – what's unique about us is we have experts on all the time helping you answer gardening questions. We have all these incredible co-op members. One of our co-op members is the Arborgate, a beautiful place up in Tomball area in northwest Houston. And today we have the distinct pleasure to be talking with Beverly Welch from the Arborgate. Beverly, how you doing?
I'm good, Danny. How are you?
I am doing great also. It's going to be a great day for gardening. Not too much sun, not too hot or cold. Just a nice day, really.
Perfect weather.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anything cool happening up at the Arbor Gate this weekend?
Absolutely. Today at 10 o'clock, we have our Pruning 101 class. What to prune, when to prune, and how to prune with Linda Gay.
That's awesome. Hey, Linda's awesome. Love Linda Gay. She's great. Been a public servant her whole life and is still doing it by teaching people. But those are such great questions, you know, because I think to me it's like it's so – you got to be so in touch with your plants to really be aware of that all the time that you can't just get knowledge off of like a book to be able to do it. So it's not so
right.
much a time frame. It's when your plant needs it. That's great that Linda Gay is teaching that. And also how to prune. A lot of people have butchered their plants by pruning the wrong way.
Oh, absolutely. I think the knuckles on crepe myrtles are a good sign of that.
There's our living symbol of people's lack of care when it comes to pruning. Well, I'm really glad you're on. We're going to kind of explore whatever's on people's minds out there today, but also try to explore some of our favorite flowers and go a little bit deeper so we can really kind of get to the bottom of what we should be doing with our perennial, our tree, and our annual flowers. So are you want to explore that with me today? Is that cool?
We're going to... Oh, absolutely. Sounds great.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. And you know I'll always have questions for you about my roses, so that'll be good too. Before we really get into that, we, you know, got to deal with some business. And it's business that I'm really happy to deal with because I don't know if you've been to Enchanted Forest. It is beautiful. So if you found yourself kind of southwest of town, south of Sugar Land, man, you got the great opportunity to go to Enchanted Forest. It is an experience. So you get there and you can let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting. Doesn't that sound nice? Sounds nice,
yeah.
Right? So,
absolutely.
So Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond, two different places, but they're both really unique. They're kind of styled the same, but they both have really unique elements. Enchanted Forest has... The plant selection's incredible. The fruit tree selection's awesome. A bunch of beautiful annuals. Really great place to spend a lot of time. Always offering great classes. And the gardens is really cool too because it's kind of like a lifestyle place. You know, they got chickens there and they got other animals there that you can kind of encounter. Not just the nature of plants, but also the nature of creatures. Really cool stuff. They're both beautiful spots. Incredible display gardens. a lot of great example of what trees and plants are going to do when they get a little bit more mature, which I love that. So many sights and sounds, fountains, chimes, whimsical garden arts, the clucking of hens. Again, their plant selection is bar none. It's really, really great. And it's no wonder their customers call Enchanted Nurseries their happy place, because you get there, you may feel happy because it's so beautiful and peaceful, but also their staff is awesome. It's a family endeavor. Judy, Joey, Danny, the Lindermans, some of their kids are involved, really cool stuff. Three generations involved. I think that is so awesome. It's a great place to kind of get back your gardening mojo, to get that gardening passion that maybe you've lost a little bit, or you're eager to do. If you're a first-time gardener, I would definitely get up there if you're down near Enchanted Forest. So beautiful spots, Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. They have two Richmond locations. Your best bet is to check them out online and find out exactly where they are. And their website is myenchanted.com.
Seems like these days, temporary storage facilities are on every street corner. But for what you are paying in yearly cost for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. How? With the Mueller Backyard Building. Our backyard building kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design and priced right. Plus, you keep your stuff at home and you're not throwing away money leasing storage. Have peace of mind that a Mueller Metal Building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerINC.com or visit your local Mueller location. Mueller, made in America and made to last.
The difference between an OK kitchen and an Oh Wow kitchen are the appliances. And Norwest Appliance is where you find Oh Wow.
Oh Wow.
Whether it's a retrofit, a gut, or a new home, go where the builders buy. Norwest Appliance. Get that cooktop you've always wanted. Ovens, ranges and fridges, washers and dryers. When your kitchen's done, it won't be just okay. It'll be Oh Wow.
Oh Wow.
Norwest Appliance. The yellow store at 290 in Mangum, where builders and you buy best. NorwestAppliance.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
Here we are, Home Show Garden Pros. Beverly Welch here with me. Beverly, doing good?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I know you guys have an awesome Facebook page, awesome website with lots of content on it, so people need to check that out. We also have the same thing, HoustonGardenPros.com. Really good stuff. And there's a button there that if you want to ask me a question, you can send me pictures too on that. Really great stuff. So speaking of asking questions, Beverly, you ready to answer some questions?
Absolutely.
All right. Before we jump into that, though, I do want a little shout out. Yesterday was my daughter's 18th birthday. So shout out, sweetie. Love you very much. Happy birthday. Woo! All right. So that happened. So, okay, Terry, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Beverly?
How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Okay. Well, what I did, the question I have is I bought some fruit trees.
Nice.
And I'm up in Cold Spring, Texas, and I'm getting ready to plant like 15, 16 trees. The deal is this, it's just that when they start budding, and I'm not a gardener by no means, but I listen to your show, so I'm trying. Do I need to pinch off the bulbs before they fruit, or what do I need to do to get them to, I think, get a hardy root, I believe, the first year?
What type of fruit trees are you planting?
I have palmettos, I have dancy oranges, I have Washington navel oranges, I have Meyer lemon, sweet kumquat, just a plethora of trees. I did a lot of trees and roses
okay.
too. But I mean, I bought a bunch. Yes, ma'am.
Well, on the citrus, I would recommend holding off planting them till at least the first part of March, especially
okay.
where you're located. You don't want to
yes,
take the chance of a late freeze or frost doing any damage to them. And if
yes,
you're in
ma'am.
3-gallon pots, being young trees like that, I would not let them produce fruit for at least 2 years. Let them work on
okay.
establishing their root system and growing into sturdy, strong trees.
Okay.
And Terry, that's the exact same advice I'd give is is you really do want to focus on the roots. But it sounds like that's your inclination already.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I do appreciate it. I love your show, but thank you so much for the information.
Hey, thanks, Terry. And, you know, good growing to you. Some of those are going to be a little bit more cold sensitive. So the orange flavored one and the kumquats, probably pretty safe ongoing. But anything sour, lemons or limes, you do want to think about covering when it's cold. So just keep that in mind, Terry, when you're dealing with those awesome citrus. That's Beverly, were you going to say something?
I was just going to say, make sure you protect the graft. If there is going to be a freeze, that's your main concern, is that graft.
Yeah, how often is it where people are like, hey, what's wrong with my limes? It's making oranges. And you're like, oh, your lime tree's gone.
Yeah, that happens.
Well, let's keep the ball rolling. 713-572-4610. Rebecca, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, good morning. I wanted to know about crepe myrtle trees, planting them, and we live in zone. Sometimes people say it's zone 7, and some people look at it zone 8. We are having quite a bit of cold weather. And we're putting a garden on our town square, and we're going to be planting some 14-foot to 16-foot crepe myrtles, two of them. When should we plant those?
I think you should go ahead and plant crepe myrtles now.
Yeah, me too.
Right now?
I'm sorry.
No. I think you're about to say exactly what I was going to say. So go for it.
Probably so. You want to give them a chance to establish their root system before the heat hits. So you have a lot less environmental stresses in this weather right now.
Yeah, right now they're fully dormant. So if they can be in the ground when that root starts growing again, that's the ideal scenario. So getting the very first root growth already being in that soil y'all have put down. So the sooner the better, in my opinion, Rebecca.
Okay. Well, my question, the city put new sidewalks and, of course, decreased the size of our garden. But they also compacted the soil. They went over it, apparently, to meet some of their guidelines for their the fall off from their sidewalk. Mm. And so it's pretty compacted soil. So what do you suggest that we do about that?
Well, in compacted soil, I definitely would use some expanded shale and lots of compost.
Yeah, and if you have access to compost tea, that's a great way to get some kind of soil life and humic acid way down deep. If you can use expanded shale while you're planting, even do some just regular old holes and put some in, you can stop compaction from continuing, and you can keep that soil a little more friable. That's a great product for what you're trying to do. Especially, it sounds like you're up north of us quite a bit. And the more north you get, the more kind of the soil changes a little bit. And, to really add some longer lasting tilth or, you know, soil looseness back, that mix that Beverly said is a really great solution. And then, you know, on top of that, that compost tea can go even deeper. So,
okay. Well, we spread it with aerated compost tea at least twice, but it didn't, we're feeding the nut grass, I'm afraid. And nut sedge. And
yeah, well, you know, that nut sedge is there to loosen the soil. It's there to kind of begin the process that you want to accomplish. And so it's just one of the few plants that actually do it. So, I mean, also humic acid can be a pretty quality amendment in that case. But, yeah, with compacted soil, you either got to take severe measures or try to let the soil life do it. Now, tea by itself, without Beverly's suggestion of compost, probably won't do as much because it's compacted. You don't have that soil life that the tea is going to encourage, and you don't have the way to keep it there. So I would compost it first and then start doing your aerated tea.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, wonderful suggestions.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Rebecca. Love hearing from our people up north, even north of you, Beverly, if you can imagine that.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, I think of kind of it being like you, then the Mason-Dixon line, pretty much.
Right.
And then we got the Yankees. No, just kidding. I love the Yankees, not the baseball team. The Astros are the only team that I love there. But you know what I mean.
Yes.
Okay, 713-572-4610. We're going to keep on doing Home Show Garden Pros. And James and Charlie, we will definitely be with you right when we get back from the break.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
Flickering, dimming, or blinking lights, they are all warning signs of dangerous electrical problems. Hi, I'm Will, a master electrician with Right Touch Electrical. Do-it-yourself doesn't include electrical repairs. At Right Touch, our home safety experts diagnose and repair faulty electrical systems safely. It's what we do every day. Plus, there are no travel fees for resident homeowners in our service area during normal business hours. Take the guesswork out of your flickering lights. Call Right Touch Electrical. Find us online at righttouchelectrical.com.
Look out my window and what do I see? There's a groundhog hiding behind a tree. Whoa, groundhog.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, it's Groundhog Day, so we have special music, February 2nd, 2019. I'm sitting here, I'm Danny Milliken, sitting here with the amazing Beverly Welch from the Arbor Gate.
Good morning.
And we're answering your garden questions. 713-572-4610. As promised, James, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Great.
What's your question? Okay, great, yeah.
I've got an above-ground garden, and I've been pretty lucky through the years, not battling too many weeds, but I had some physical problems and couldn't work it as much, and this fall it's kind of turned into more of a weed garden now. Is there any quick fix to other than just blasting it with a weed killer or something to just, I'm going to choke my tiller if I go in there with all that now.
Is this a vegetable garden that you're talking about?
Yes, correct.
Well, if you want to use an herbicide, I definitely would recommend an organic product. I like Pulverize or Burnout. I wouldn't use any chemicals in it.
Yeah.
Beverly, did you ask a question?
I was just going to ask him what type of weeds they were, if it was nut grass or just typical annual weeds.
Yeah.
It's like everything you could think of, probably. I mean, it's all kinds of stuff growing in there.
James, you're definitely welcome if you want further identification to send pictures of the plants in to homeshowgardenpros.com. My kind of best thought on this is that you do hand weed, but you do it piecemeal, and then mulch. Mm-hmm. After you've weeded, you mulch. So that can be with like alfalfa straw or even like leaves, neighbor's leaves that are in bags, or your own, or even some like, you know, decent mulch, but you don't use very much. But that'll help it be where you can get through a section and maybe even plant it and then mulch it.
Gotcha.
And you can even lay down, you know, a thick layer of newspaper if you do what Danny said and come over with your mulch on top of that. That'll help as well.
Yeah, just kind of reducing them from coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
But if you do end up doing even an organic pesticide, I would do something like that, mulch it and let it sit for a few months just so that stuff is gone before you get some new seeds in or whatever. Because, you know, herbicides.
Yeah, that's kind of my concern. You know, I generally plant at like mid to late April.
Yeah. I will say the weeds won't really stop your plants from growing. So if you can like weed where you're putting, let's say you got some seeds you want to put in, weed an area where where you want the seeds to go, put in your seeds. Or if you're doing plants, weed an even smaller area to put your plant in, and then over time really commit to getting these weeds out. But mulching can really go a long way to help you out.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate the input there, and y'all have a blessed day.
You too. Thanks a lot. Good question from James there, 713-572-4610. Beverly, have any other further thought for James on that dealing with weeds question?
No, I think you're absolutely right. You know, if they don't want to use anything like the vinegar and the orange oil mix, you're definitely going to just have to do it by hand, for sure.
Yeah, and you don't have to do it immediate. It's not like you got to get it all in one sitting.
Right.
But getting enough so you can start enjoying your garden again It's funny because it's when it comes down to it, using an herbicide in the veggie garden is not a quick fix. Because even though you've eliminated the weeds, you can't really plant your vegetables because you've made it a place where plants can't grow for a little bit. So just something to remember. The quickest fix is probably hand removal or flame removal, which sounds a little extreme, but can work.
Right.
We're going to keep the questions going. Charlie, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question?
Hey, Danny, how's it going? I called you maybe about 6 months ago. I'm a blind guy that took up gardening.
Awesome.
Sort of a healing process. And I started a winter garden last time I called you. I planted arugula and mustard greens, romaine lettuce, and Brussels sprouts. My question is, and it did really well. The arugula and the mustard greens and romaine just kicked butt. I mean, I just got so much of that. The arugula is still doing pretty well. We ate all the mustard greens.
Which is great. And I just, what a great problem.
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah, it's a good problem. What I didn't do is I didn't allow them to flower and then seed. So I guess my question is it too late to replant the mustard greens by seed? Will they last through the spring and into the summer?
Beverly, what's your thought?
Well, I think you could probably plant some mustard greens right now. It's just going to depend on how long the cool weather holds out.
Yeah.
Whether it'll bolt or not. The arugula, I definitely would let bolt. That's some of the best nectar flowers there are. So definitely let that bolt. That should be blooming fairly soon. But nothing ventured, nothing gained. I think I would give it a try.
Now, what about the romaine? I'm sorry, what about the romaine? I have let that flower, and I'm just letting it sit there. Will that just, do I need to harvest those seeds, or will they just fall and come back up again?
I mean, they're not going to be quite as, like, ready to come up and as consistent as what you would buy. You know what I mean? The seeds you buy in a pack are going to kind of almost all come up. But the stuff that a lettuce plant drops are usually not as 100%, more like 50% when it comes down to it.
Okay.
What a kind of, on the nothing venture, nothing gain sort of front, you know, seeds are pretty inexpensive. So, you know, starting some mustard seeds, starting a new crop of romaine, like that's not really going to cost you too much. And you don't really want to like keep them for 5 years. You know what I mean? Like you want to use those things. So I would really encourage like just kind of keep on. Do a new seeding as quick as you can and try to make the most of this cold weather while you've got the chance.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's been very successful this winter, and I appreciated your advice 6 months ago. 6 months ago, it got me started. So I thank you so much for your show. It's a great show. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Charlie. That means a ton. That means a ton. I appreciate kind of having you on, and we do love spreading the gardening passion. When we come back from this kind of brief moment, we're going to get to Walter and Jerry, and I'm going to kind of questions about some warmer weather greens for you, Beverly, when we get back. So we'll talk a little bit about an awesome product if you're dealing with veggies or flowers or anything that you want to make more lively and more vibrant. MicroLife is an awesome fertilizer. And really, it's barely a fertilizer because what it is, it's a soil conditioner. It's food for the microbes in the soil. So, you know, a lot of times we talk about improving the soil. The roots matter so much. You know, you want to do what you can to take care of the soil around your plants, and that'll give you a healthier plant. And that's MicroLife's approach also. They're not about, you know, forgetting the soil to try to get what the plant needs to push it through. They're about a safe, a healthy, a whole situation. And so they've created some products. Some of my favorite products that I think everybody should be using because it's a soil first product are Humates Plus. So this is like concentrated carbon, which is soil food, plus a bunch of minerals. So kind of longer lasting nutrition also. So Humates, it's a dark purple bag. Humates Plus 004, really incredible stuff. A great way to reduce compaction. If you're dealing with no grass growing in a lawn and you can see the soil, you've got compaction, and it's a great kind of first approach to put down. when it comes down to like dealing with your veggies, I use the multi-purpose 624. I know a lot of gardeners that I respect kind of go their 846, their ultimate when it comes to vegetables, because you just want that much more to go in your veggies, to get that much more out of your vegetable bed and into your mouth, nom noms. Another great product is their liquid stuff, and they have a pretty big group of different liquid amendments. One I love for the advanced gardener is called MicroGrow, and it's an inoculant. It will actually enrich the soil's life on the very first application. My go-to that I use the most when it comes to liquid fertilizer is Super Seaweed, a great way to get a quick green up, a burst of growth under the ground and above it. It's a nutritional boost, and your plants are going to love it at any time during the year. MicroLife doesn't burn. It's totally safe to use around kids, pets, everybody, and it works really well. So look for MicroLife online. Look for reviews. It's all really great stuff. You can probably find it at your favorite garden center, and that is MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want. Answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Warren Southern Gardens get you growing because their roots run deep. Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. Organic gardeners for over 30 years. Plants for all seasons. Come and get your green on.
Connect with all six Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
What an impressive list of garden centers that was. I mean, those are our co-op members. Those are the people that feed information into the show and just make it a special show, a unique show that really, I think we're dishing out, you know, as good information as, you know, anybody in the whole world. I said it. I think we had a good thing going on. I think, Beverly, I think you're a big part of this. I know that you got so much knowledge, and the Arborgate's such an incredible place. I just think we're lucky. People are lucky to be able to kind of be in touch with so many knowledge experts. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and, you know, the show is from 7 to 9 every day, and, you know, people can jump on at 7 and start asking questions. We would love that every single day. So we got 2 hours to dish out the info, which is really, really cool stuff. So we do our show, Home Show Garden Pros, and then Tom Tynan's Home Show Radio starts at 9 o'clock, so here in another 30 minutes or so. But, Beverly, shall we keep answering people's gardening questions?
I'd love to.
All right, so we're going to tackle Walter. You're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question?
Hi, good morning. When should I cut my crepe myrtles this year?
Typically, a good time to prune them if you need to is, again, around the first part of March.
Okay. And my wife and I keep going at it every year, and I keep saying we're going to have one more cold front. So thank you very much.
Sure.
Now, Walter, I would say that if it's, you know, to marital bliss you're concerned with, really when to cut them is a little less relative than that everybody's happy. No, just make sure you don't give the crop top on those things. That is not how they grow. Just thin them out, give them some nice shape, good stuff. Any further words of wisdom for Walter? Oh, that was an alliteration.
No, okay. That's exactly right.
You know, I like you. All right. All right, 713-572-4610. Jerry, what's your question for Beverly?
Yes, I have an orange tree, and it's been in my yard probably about 6 or 7 years. And it produced fairly decent oranges until this last year, and it produced different sizes, small and large oranges, but most of them were fairly large. But there was no, they weren't sweet like they normally were. Do I need to cut that up and replace it, or what do I need to do with it?
Were they just not sweet, or were they sour or bitter?
They were not sweet, and they really...
flavorless.
They were... Yeah, flavorless,
and
yeah.
Were
yeah,
they...
Not like an orange would
mealy.
Be, yes.
Were they more mealy than normal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they were.
I think you're dealing with what a lot of Houston area citrus growers are dealing with, and that's unresolved compaction issues. And I would think that if it was good before and bad now, it was Harvey related. And so you really want to get a handle on kind of solving the compaction problem around your citrus trees.
Exactly. So I think you need to be consistent with feed.
So I need to loosen up that dirt and kind of uncompact it, is what you're saying?
Yeah, but it's kind of tricky because you don't really want to till down there. The best thing to do is to take a biological approach. So if I were to say anything, I would say put down some humates for MicroLife. Beverly's got an awesome fertilizer that's really great to feed the soil. So you're going to feed those. You know, if you think what an earthworm does, right, it comes up through the ground or travels sideways. Well, it's aerating. It's making all these tunnels. It's making space. It's, you know, enriching the soil as it goes. And so that's the kind of thing we want to make sure happen on a bigger scale. So get some humates in. What's y'all's fertilizer called?
Arborgate blend.
So get some of the Arborgate blend on there and then top that off with compost, with some good compost. This is what I had to do with my citrus trees because I had the same problem. And it was, you know, then when I dug in there, it was a lot more friable. That means like a looser, healthier soil. And so just taking that approach will uncompact it, but you won't be using mechanical tools to do it. And you won't be damaging the roots at all. You'll be using soil life to do it. And that actually works better and without any threat to the roots. So,
exactly.
Okay, I live out in Magnolia, Texas. So where can I get that?
It's called the Arborgate.
Yeah, we're on 2920, a mile and a half west of 249. So we're not far from you at all.
Yeah, that's perfect that you live up there. It's a great area. Like if you were, you know, down in Pearland, the Arborgate would be a haul. But since you're up kind of real close to there, it really is the place to go. And
2920, just right outside by Tomball. Okay. I think I know where you are. I've been there.
Great.
Yeah. So you want to, the roots aren't getting the nutrients they need because the compaction's kind of compressing them. So that's what's happening. Thanks, Jerry, for the call. I do want to say you're not alone in your problem. This year has really, when it comes down to flavor and production, been maybe the worst year in citrus history, especially since it's not freeze related that, you know, we've ever had, if you just take flavor into account, right? So,
And it's rained since August, really mid-August. So the last 3 years have been so wet, and you really do need to keep pumping the organics to the soil, keep it healthy.
Absolutely. And, you know, we haven't had much relief because of that rain. So it's incredible we're talking about keeping soil healthy, you know, and we would love to join the conversation, 713-572-4610. A company that can really help you keep your soil healthy, it's actually their main mission is year-round organic lawn solutions. So Cliff and his team, this is his passion. His passion is healthy soil, and that means lush and green and beautiful lawns. And when it comes down to it, that's really what his focus on. But the incredible thing about really tending the soil under your lawn, it means that all your plants get a health boost, be they your citrus shrubs or your big shade trees that are probably, you know, $5,000 to $15,000 trees, that when you're doing kind of worse things to your lawn, you're hurting their roots. So year-round can't do that. In fact, it will only help your trees because their treatment of core aeration, good fertilizer application, a compost top dressing, and then kind of ongoing treatment actually lower your plant's roots. So the roots actually go deeper. So that's more nutrients. That's more water collection. It's also more water storage. So you don't get any puddles in your backyard. You know, if it rains, it's all going to sink in. And it also means that you need a lot less water. So your water bill is going to do that same kind of thing. It's going to sink. It's going to lower. Pretty cool stuff. You may have to mow more. So that's the one downside with hiring year-round organic lawn solutions. You have to weed less. You'll have healthier grass. It's going to look better, but you may have to mow a little bit more because your grass is going to be that healthy. They're awesome. Again, it's comprehensive lawn care, sustainably, healthily, and it works really, really well. So give them a call, 713-775-7224, or check them out online, yearroundhouston.com.
We need to do a lot of remodel.
Whether you want a little or a lot,
Trifection Remodeling gives you more home in your house. Howdy, I'm Jeff Roberts.
It was the first time we'd had a major remodel.
We help you seamlessly from planning to project completion.
There weren't any surprises. They will give you an honest price and a timeline that will be followed.
From kitchens and baths to room additions and whole home makeovers, we're not done till you're delighted.
It looks modern and up to date.
Call 281-KITCHEN, 281-KITCHEN.
I would use no one else, ever.
Online at trifection.net.
I'm the rooting ground home. And I root both night and day.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Oh, keep going. That's what I'm talking about. This guy's a groundhog. He roots night and day. So it's Groundhog Day. Beverly, do you guys have any traditions around Groundhog Day? Any celebrations y'all do?
No, just hope he's right in the early spring.
Yep.
I'm all for that.
Yes, that would be nice. Although, you know, it's kind of funny because our winter here, it's like sometimes 65-degree days, and you're like, oh, that's not that bad either.
Right.
Now, the rest of the country could use some relief from winter weather, I'll tell you that. But
that's for sure. But
we're sitting pretty. No, it's a gardening city. We have gardening weather. We really can do it year-round. I finally get to ask you about flowers. We've done a lot of good work answering questions, 713-572-4610. But now it's just me and you. And so, and obviously, you know, our trillions of listeners. Thanks, Mom. And so, yeah, flowers. What are some of your, like, gotta-have varieties?
Oh, my goodness. You know, people ask me all the time what my favorite flower is, and it's really absolutely whichever one I'm looking at the time. I love them all. Some of my favorites through the heat of the summer is Heliopsis summer sun. Mm. I love that. It's kind of a little fall sunflower. It's a tried and true, as a friend of mine says, gasoline plant. You really can almost not go wrong with it. Another one I love is Chrysandra.
Wait, sorry, will you explain what the Heliopsis looks like? I think I know, but...
It's almost like it's a small sunflower, if you will.
Okay. It's got the beautiful little, really great shape, all the perfect petals.
Right, dark eyed, makes a great cut flower.
Sounds like the perfect She Loves Me Not flower.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
I don't want to be pessimistic, but that's what I call the game.
And then Chrysandra is another one of my favorites. A very good perennial. I love that almost orange sherbet color.
Mm, yeah.
It's so bright and happy. Does really well in part shade. I've got several of them that I've had in my yard for several years, and so they've pretty well adapted themselves to quite a bit of sun. But it's got a beautiful dark green glossy foliage, and it's a great addition to either a container garden or a parterre garden.
It's so easy to underrate the foliage when we're talking about flowers, but they add so much. I mean, that dark green glossy with that sherbet orange sounds like such an incredible combo, you know, such like an eye-catching combo. I love it.
It is. It's beautiful. And then, of course, right now you've got the yarrow that's looking really great in the garden and starting to bud and bloom. And
speaking of cool leaves, right? Those have awesome leaves.
Yes. And, of course, dill and fennel. I always plant those in the fall to take us through the spring to give us that lacy foliage and bright, airy, soft look. And then, of course, the swallowtail butterflies go crazy for
it. Right. It helps a lot with just maintaining their populations. That's awesome. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros. We're going to take a quick break, 713-572-4610, and we got to get back to answering some questions awesomely when we return. So just stick with us.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at BuchanansPlants.com.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. Naturesway Resources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
We are that show, Home Show Garden Pros, part of the Home Show family. I'm Danny. We talk gardening. We talk trees, grasses. Coming up soon is Tom. He talks, you know, ceilings, air conditioning, plumbing, all that home improvement stuff that's so important to our life. Right now, we got on one of our favorite garden pros, Beverly Welch from the Arborgate.
Good morning.
Good morning. Let's keep answering questions. You cool with that?
Oh, absolutely.
713-572-4610. Steve, what's your question?
Good morning. I spoke with you last year in regards to infestation of the nutgrass. Mm. And anyway, it's come to the conclusion I wasn't able to get control of it, so I want to resod my backyard. I'm in the Webster area. Do you have any recommendations on companies, contractors that could come in? It's about 30 by 60 area that I want to resod and regrade. And that's my question.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I understand the frustration with nuts edge. It's a tough thing to deal with. I actually don't know anybody, but you know, like Cliff and year round, they don't do that, but I bet they know someone who does, and he's a really nice guy, and maybe just, you know, kind of contacting them. That's yearroundhouston.com, and just, you know, call, they got their number on their website. You should actually call and talk to a human. And so that would be kind of the best thing you can do, I think, is talk to someone who really deals with lawns pretty often. Cause I really don't know too many sod layers.
Okay. All righty. Cliff, year round.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Steve. I wish I could help you a little bit more with that, but, I can't. Beverly, you got any other thoughts for Steve on that?
No, not really. I also do not know anyone to recommend, but I will tell you that a fairly effective organic solution against nuts edge is a half a cup of agricultural molasses to a gallon of water. Drench the soil. That will cover about a 10 by 10 area once a week for about 3 weeks. It's very effective.
That's great. I mean, that's awesome. The great thing about Verily is she knows her stuff and knows what she's talking about. I will say that nuts edge doesn't grow along the surface. It does go deep in the soil and can leave those nuts down in there. And so replacing the sod can actually be a temporary solution, which is pretty tough to deal with also because those nuts are so vigorous and vibrant. Okay, Trish, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Oh, hi. I just had a question. What or who can I turn to that is a licensed irrigator that can also design landscaping because I want to redo the front flower bed, and I just want to make sure that the person has both credentials because I have to be very cognizant of the drainage.
What part of town are you in?
Seabrook.
You can call Telepsen, so Telepsen. They do a good job. There's also a company, Family Landscapes. They do a really great job. Both those companies have licensed irrigators. Both can do design stuff.
Telepsen and Family Landscape.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You bet, Trish. I know a lot of times when we're dealing with drainage problems, you know, and this may sound like a repetitive topic, like, you know, Groundhog Day sort of, like it happens over and over, but it's soil compaction. And so, you know, really making sure that whoever you talk to cares about soil compaction and is going to find some solutions to that on top of just getting the surface water off. All right. So we're going to talk to LaVon. LaVon, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question?
Well, we are brand new to the Houston area from
Welcome.
Idaho.
Welcome.
And we have a hibiscus plant, and we're just wondering, when do we cut that back?
Are you kind of like, whoa, hibiscus, Idaho?
Yes, it's so awesome. I've taken a million pictures of those flowers.
That's so great. Oh, man. I met a baby elephant recently, and so I think probably that's the similar experience that you're having. No, I'm just kidding. Well,
no, I don't think so.
No, it was, this thing was, it was so cute. Anyway, Beverly, what's some good hibiscus?
Well, again, I would probably wait until danger of frost has passed. So first part of March, you don't want to encourage new growth and then have a late frost on it.
Okay. So wait until March. All right.
Yeah,
my seasons are completely mixed up here. I mean, it's completely different seasons.
It really is wild. We don't get the winter. You know, we have a couple days of freezing. You got to cover your plants or they're going to get stressed. But that's even more from the change in temperature. The plants aren't hardened at all. And so that's that. But hibiscus, I mean, Beverly, what about like the shape of it and how much LaVon needs to take off?
Well, again, I think that's just judicious pruning. And you can judiciously prune hibiscus year-round as it's growing. But, you know, take off any damaged or diseased branches, anything rubbing or crossing. And you can take them down pretty far because we have such a long growing season. They can get quite large.
Yes, it's quite large right now.
Now, do you have any frost cloth at your house?
Any frost cloth?
Yeah, it's a white cloth. That's the whole goal of it, is to keep a few degrees warmer, collect the earth's warmth, and protect plants. And it works really great for hibiscus. Now, if it's 7 feet tall, you might want to lower it before then. But what's already kind of faced the cold is going to be harder than anything. So yeah, I mean, you can take it down, I would think, if it's 7 feet tall, to, you know, 2 or 3 feet even, pretty aggressively. But waiting till we have warmer weather.
Okay. And thanks for the frost cloth, because I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's a nice material. It lets air and sunlight still through, so it doesn't really suffocate the plants overnight, but it does keep a lot of warmth in. It's good stuff.
It's great stuff.
In Idaho, they call it snow.
Yes, they do. Sometimes ice, yes.
But we don't have that product available here.
Darn it. I know. Sometimes I miss it.
Yeah. It's amazing. Have you been in Houston when it snowed? Like, I mean, last year we got a dusting.
We were here visiting, and yes, it was kind of amazing.
It was like a holiday.
Everything shut down.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's like, whoa. I mean, I took a bunch of pictures of statues that had snow on them, and I was like, what? So anyway, totally nerd out. Well, I really appreciate you calling and really appreciate you listening. And, you know, welcome to Houston. We're glad you're here.
All right, thank you.
Well, Beverly, always a pleasure. What's happened to the Arborgate we need to talk about?
Well, we've got the printing class today, so
right.
Be sure to come out.
That's good
and
stuff.
Learn from Linda. And the 16th, we have a rose class, so lots going on this spring.
That is awesome. Well, I appreciate your great info and your great knowledge and your kind heart and desire to improve people's gardening game.
Well, thank you, Danny. We appreciate you.
You bet, and I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Arborgate's a really cool spot up there, Northwest Houston, Tomball. If you find yourself in Katy, though, man, Nelson Nursery is Katy's go-to nursery. They have such a great selection of plants and pots and knowledge. It's not only a selection of knowledge, but an offering of knowledge. It's an incredible place. It is a full-service nursery serving Katy and West Houston. But, man, in Katy, it is the spot. So Nelson Nursery, I'm sure you've heard of Nelson Water Gardens, but they've kind of changed their game a little bit. They haven't left aside their incredible water garden part, but they've really beefed up and made this nursery this destination. It's an inspirational place to visit. If you're considering landscaping, considering improving your space, making something that's got something that tickles all five senses, you know, touch, feel, sight, smell, and sound. Man, they've got it. The water music that some of their inventions have, like the disappearing fountain is an invention that they've got. The water music really just improves life. There's a lot of studies that really indicate when you're involving yourself in natural settings that provide pleasure, you're more resistant to diseases. You, a human, not your plants are more resistant, but you are. So it's really incredible stuff. They also have a bunch of really great landscape inspiration. So if you're considering kind of updating a bed, they not only have the knowledge to do it and the plants to do it, but they can actually give you the design help. Really cool stuff. It's a really cool place. Again, their selection of pots is curated worldwide, and they bring in such beautiful stuff that really it's almost unbelievable when you get up there. And their staff is just really so nice and just so experienced. So they can help you create just a refreshing garden experience, and visiting it is a joy. That's Nelson's Nursery and Water Garden off Katy Forpin County Road, right across the street from Katy Mills Mall. Not across the street, but across Katy Freeway on Katy Forpin County Road from Katy Mills Mall. Best bet is to check out where it is on their website, and that's nelsonwatergardens.com.
At Southwest Fertilizer, we've been helping Houston gardeners like you raise healthier vegetables and flowers since 1955. Hi, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. From plants to soils, fertilizers to gardening tools, you'll find a bigger selection of organic and synthetic products for every budget. All your lawn and garden needs in one stop. And we'll even load it all into your car or truck. Come see us. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. It's worth the trip. Southwestfertilizer.com.
What's a pool? Water? A deck? Pumps? Or is it a gathering place for family and friends? To James Watts, a pool was that and more. That's why he started building them in 1961. Today, Watts Pools has earned the trust of customers and envy of neighbors across Texas with design and build quality worthy to wear the Watts family name. In fact, two generations later, you'll still find a Watts family member on every project, because it's not just a pool, it's a family tradition at WattsPools.com.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Well, we had a very nice time. A lot of great information got dished out by the wonderful Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and the fabulous Beverly Welch from the Arbor Gate. Two incredible spots. Talked about flowers, fruit trees, lawns, lots of stuff. We always cover that. So Home Show Garden Pros, 7 to 9. Now we get to transition. Tom Tynan.
I'm here.
Yeah, you are.
Big time. Here.
Yeah, Noel, you're there.
I get to hear myself twice, too, because they have the mixed minor. There we go. We fixed it.
Oh, okay, we fixed it. Nice. Well, you didn't like that?
Never be afraid to speak up, Danny.
You know, I won't. Okay. And then, you know, you too, especially when you're educating people about home improvement, which you do such a great job with on Home Show Radio that starts right now.